So earlier on in the week, I caught up with the lovely Gary. He is from Queen 2. The Next Best Thing, who are coming to Chester and playing down at Alexander's Live in Rufus Court next Saturday, the 6th of January, for the first time. Gary, lovely to have you on the show.
Hi, Ruth. Thanks for having me. Yeah, great.
So, firstly, I read this quote about you guys. Queen 2 faithfully recreates the energy, excitement and emotion of a classic Queen concert, an authentic tribute. The four-piece band delivers powerful vocals, driving rock anthems and flamboyant showmanship, which I absolutely love. So, how long have you guys been together? What's your story?
So, the band have been together about 10 years.
Yeah.
I joined about 6 years ago, so I've been playing Freddie for 6 years, but altogether about 10 years.
Amazing. You look like him as well. I've seen the pics.
Do you think?
Yeah,
thank
definitely.
Did you? I think it's a tash.
Yeah. Did you always want to be a Freddie tribute act?
Yeah. So I've been a huge Queen fan, a huge Freddie fan for years and years since I was a kid.
Yeah.
I think I remember watching a Queen live concert with my parents when I was maybe 5 or 6.
Yeah.
And I was hooked on music, and then hooked on Queen and Freddie as a front man, as a showman.
Yeah.
So I've always wanted to emulate his work.
Yeah. Well, it's a brilliant act to be paying tribute to, and I'm sure you're doing proud as well. I also read this. Performances include hits from every decade of Queen's musical legacy, including Bohemian Rhapsody, It's a Kind of Magic, and We Will Rock You, all great classic songs. So what have you got in store for your set at Alexander's Live on the 6th of January, and have you played there before?
It's our first time there. We're really excited.
Brilliant.
First time at Alexander's Live. Yeah, we can't wait. So we have the first half of the show is pretty much dedicated to the Wembley 86 set.
I love that.
Yeah, so the Yellow Jacket.
Yeah,
a lot of the songs in that first set are from that section, that live show.
Yeah,
yeah, absolutely. In the second set, we do a couple of older tunes.
Yeah.
Keep Yourself Alive, first single.
Well.
Now I'm Here is a fantastic show opener for a second set. And then all of the classics, Radio Gaga, Crazy Little Thing Called Love.
Yeah, get people dancing, of course.
Absolutely.
Yeah, are you a good dancer?
Apparently so, yeah.
Well, you must be.
I've been told that I am, yeah. I mean, yeah. I work hard on watching Freddie live and emulating his moves.
Yeah,
so
cool.
Hopefully that comes across.
I love it. I also found this quote, Queen 2 provide a breathtaking show at any venue or event. The band have been touring Britain and Europe, captivating audiences with their nostalgic tribute show. So what's the schedule like for you guys for 2024? Will it be more touring? Are you fully booked up?
Yeah, it's touring. It's touring all the time.
Yeah.
We do have dates available. They are going quickly. We are a very busy tribute.
Yeah.
January, typically, January is normally fairly quiet.
Yeah, I feel like that's the case for most bands as well, and venues actually.
Yeah, but this year it's totally different.
Oh, is it?
We start on the 6th in Chester, then we move on to Derby, Weymouth.
Oh, wow.
Pontefract. Yeah, so we've got a few dates in the early part of the year, which is not usual, but that's great for us. It's great to be out and working, you know, from the very start of the year.
So. Oh yeah, that's brilliant. It's not very often that happens either, so that's amazing. Start the year with a bang.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So what's your personal background as a musician, and have you got any plans to actually become a musician in your own right, or are you happy with the way things are going with Queen 2?
Yeah, so I've been a professional musician for maybe 20 years.
Yeah.
I've worked with originals bands, mm-hmm. I've worked solo as an original
artist. Amazing.
And what you tend to find with originals music is that there isn't a lot of money in it. You can't make a living.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Unless you get a Christmas number one.
Yeah, and then you thought it for life.
And then you thought it for life. I'm a songwriter. I'm just still dreaming of that. Probably happen when I'm gone or something. Oh, my love.
Well, at least you can leave it to the kids. Or
yeah, true, the grandkids.
But basically, so I've done music for a long period of my life.
Yeah.
And then I found this role.
Yeah.
This job. And it's just fantastic. It's a great way to entertain people.
Yeah.
You see the smile on people's faces.
That's what it's all about.
And the compliments we get after the show, you can see that people have enjoyed it and had a great time. And it's a really nice way to it's not really a job.
Cheer
really.
People up.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, basically, that's your job, cheering people up. So if people want to look you up online to book you or anything like that, or to know more about you before you go, they just need to type in Queen 2 Tribute, don't they? I found you straight away.
Yeah, Queen 2 Tribute on Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah.
And the website is queen2.com, but it's queenii.com.
That's it. Well, it's been lovely talking to you, Gary. Chester welcomes you on the 6th. Enjoy Alexander's Live and Happy New Year to all of you, and all the best for 2024 and beyond as well.
Great stuff. Happy New Year, Ruth. Thank you very much.
Thanks,
Thanks for having me. Cheers.
Thank you. That was a lovely Gary McGowan there from Queen 2, the next best thing to Queen, who are blessing Chester with their presence for the first time next Saturday, the 6th of January, and playing down at Alexander's Live for tickets. All you've got to do is head over to alexanderslive.com. You're in for a treat. Here's another little teaser. It's Queen themselves. Crazy little thing called love. Little thing called love. And as I said, if you want to book tickets for Queen 2's gig down at Alexander's Live next Saturday, the 6th of January, all you have to do is head over to alexanderslive.com. It's as simple as that.